We are joined by an expert on the topic of first ladies. She's written a couple of books, about one about Barbara Bush, the other called The President's Partner, The First Lady in the 20th Century. And Myra Gutin is here. Myra, so happy to have you here today.
Thank you, Pat. Good to be with you.
Obviously, the first lady stepped forward, Melania Trump, and talked about her platform as first lady called Be Best. And we're trying to get to the bottom of what that means. And I'm wondering if it's even good English, frankly.
I'm not sure about the English, but the intent is certainly a good one. And the First Lady has been concerned about children for a long time. And I think it's sort of an omnibus project that's going to put together her concern about physical well-being, mental well-being, dealing with possible opioid abuse, and social media.
And I think for Melania Trump, it's kind of a tough road to hoe because she has, you know, she has a lot of baggage by virtue of sort of the way that President Trump conducts business and conducts his online accounts. So it's a difficult thing for a lot of us to put weight behind when she talks about cyberbullying, when many people consider her husband the biggest cyber bully of all. How do you get around that if you're first lady?
Well, I think one thing that's going to help her is that a poll that came out a few days ago has shown that her popularity has increased. Now, that may be due to the fact that there's sympathy for her related to the disclosures of the president's infidelities, but for whatever it is, I think that's something that's going to help her, but no question that it's going to be difficult to make that particular part of the project really stick. And I know that she said in the past that she's tried to get the president to get off of Twitter, and she hasn't been successful. So
yeah.
I guess we're going to have to wait and see.
I don't think that's going to happen. But I wonder
not.
If you agree with me, Myra. You've written so much on the subject of first ladies. I just think it's terrible that first ladies don't get paid for their job, because their job is important and their job requires being a lot of places for a lot of different reasons, and the fact that it's an unpaid position just sort of seems to, you know, seems to continue this idea about women not being worth it somehow.
Well, I remember that as far back as Betty Ford, there's been talk about paying the First Lady. Now, that's counterbalanced by those who say, well, who elected her? And the truth of the matter is that the position of a spouse of a politician, at least on the federal level, has no description. So we're up against that. But certainly there are many demands, both for advocacy of a major project,
yeah,
like Mrs. Trump has just undertaken, at least discreet political activity, and being a ceremonial presence in the White House, welcoming all those groups that come to visit.
Absolutely. And you, of course, wrote a book about the recently departed Barbara Bush, who really seemed to be a favorite of Americans, no matter what your party affiliation.
Well, she was fairly candid. I mean, she wasn't without her flaws, but she certainly was on the national stage for a long time. She advocated for a project that everyone could respect, which was dealing with literacy. And she had a nice sense of humor and a sense of self-deprecating humor, which made her feel like she was one of us.
Yeah, that's true. Very true. And we think of Michelle Obama, many of us, as a great first lady and a great representative. And in terms of her platform, you know, Let's Move, it certainly
seems
like that was a huge success for Michelle Obama.
It was a tremendous success. It was the first time that I know of in the work that I've done where she was able to persuade both nonprofit and the for-profit sector to get behind a White House initiative.
Yeah.
So not only did we see Major League Baseball and the NFL pushing Let's Move, but we saw Walmart and other corporations giving her financial support and also helping her with goods and services to push that project. So, yes, it was a tremendous success.
Yeah, tough act to follow, that one, if you're an incoming first lady, that's for sure. Let me ask you a question, Myra. Are you looking forward to writing a book about the first husband?
I had hopes that I was going to be writing it about someone right now. But yes, I'll certainly look forward to that time. And it's going to be an entirely new model. We're going to be blazing new trails when that does happen. It's always quite a challenge to be the president's spouse.
Yeah, no kidding. I don't think anybody would argue with you about that. Well, Myra, would love to have you back when we don't have the time constraints of the morning show, because this is a fascinating subject.
My pleasure, Pat.
All right. That is Myra Gutin. She is an authority and author on the topic of American First Ladies.